Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading from a devotional book put out by the Voice of the Martyrs. It's called Extreme Devotion. This book catalogs the struggles of God's people over many years of the past. Today we're going to China. We're going to talk about one named Mei Ling. A quotation first. I purified my heart of the fear of men, and I learned to see God. Mei Ling was young when she was arrested for her Christian activities in communist China. During times of interrogation, the police would torture her to try to force her to betray friends in the underground church. At first, Mei Ling was extremely fearful, and she could not see the purpose that God had for her in that terrible place. But then, she remembered the teachings of her pastor, who had said, "Real suffering lasts only a minute, and then we spend eternity with our awesome Savior." When asked how she was able to keep from going crazy during those terrible times, she replied, "When I closed my eyes, I could not see the angry faces of the men or the instruments of pain they were using. I kept repeating the promise of Christ to myself, 'Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.' I also found that when I purified my heart of the fear of men, I learned to really see God. I took courage from all the others who had gone before me and focused on Him until everything else faded away. When the officials learned of my defense, they taped my eyelids open, but it was too late, because my vision was secure." Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." We admire people whose professions require a great deal of concentration and focus. The skilled neurosurgeon, the Olympic athlete, the corporate visionary, they share a common trait. They are focused. The discipline of focus transcends intelligence, athletic agility, or charisma. Without focus, these people would be merely smart, athletic, or interesting at best. Their ability to stay focused contributes greatly to their success. Developing an earthly focus can bring earthly success, but what about matters of eternity? If you are more focused on the temporary things of this world, you will miss the goal. What can you do today to ensure you are focused on Christ and on spreading His good news? Good question, don't you think? Oh my, that's a wonderful thought. I'm going to follow up on that myself, I do believe. If you'd like your own copy of Extreme Devotion, and it's not free, but if you would like one, email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on the 12th of March, 2023. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.